now it's Monday, which is kind of a Friday, but it's still a Monday, but we're still doing a dilemma. But this actually came in on Friday when we don't do dilemmas.
That was a, it sounded like a riddle. Yeah. Very good.
So it was just, and this is the shortest dilemma we're ever going to read. Okay, that is the fact. Okay, and it came in by WhatsApp, and it's going to read it out and put it to you.
Yeah.
It says, I know you don't do dilemmas on a Friday, but what would you do if your boyfriend went on a lad's holiday and one of the first things the group did last night was go to a strip club? Anonymous, please.
See, there's like a million and one questions that I would have. So, did they, are they on a stag or is it just a lad's holiday?
Does it matter? Do they have, would you give men more permission if they're on a stag?
I don't know. Like, I suppose my question actually is, did he come to you straight away and tell you? Because the fact that you're messaging us straight away and that you knew about it leads me to believe
that... Did you see it on a story? Which will be worse.
I don't think so. I would like to think that not. Mm-hmm. But there's so many questions that I have and there's so few facts.
Okay.
Okay, all I can say is that it would make a difference to me if it was me and Tom rang me and said, ah, wait, I'll tell you what happened and we did this and you'd probably laugh it off. I really think it depends on your relationship and I think it's a really hard one to call. Like, I think you were obviously really upset and that's why you've gotten in touch with us and you're annoyed, right? But like, what? Oh. I'm actually trying to put myself in like the shoes of the person that sent us the email.
Mm. And it's hard to know where you're coming from in the sense that
it depends on the conversations that you've had within your relationship and how, like, has something happened before that brought it up
or
again?
Have you made clear to him before that this is not something that you kind of stand for? You know, some people have issues obviously with strip clubs and the likes for morality. And,
yeah,
you know,
of course. And it's so personal. It's so personal that you can't judge.
Others might be, and we don't know what your kind of concern, fear is. Others are concerned, oh, girls dancing, is there going to be cheating or something going on? Like, in that regard, I would say, God, no, you've much more to worry about just in the pub or club than a strip club in terms of cheating. I've been to strip clubs.
So have I.
When I was away with the lads.
Not clubs. I went to one. As in...
You went to one stripper?
Yeah. No, the one strip club.
I'm just trying to...
No, it's just, you said I've been to strip clubs and then I said, so have I.
Who'd you go with?
Tom and Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah, and her partner. Yeah, just for the, like, just to, is that, yeah, I can't believe I just said
swingers.
That.
Keys in the bowl. Just some context with maybe this guy. I was on a stag in Manchester. People you know were on it and got dances. And I went there. It wasn't for me, as you can imagine.
Really? Yeah. I wonder why.
I didn't really get the win out of it. But I did it because I was out with the lads to be part, you know, just to
you
go
were
along.
In a group
exactly.
That were doing it.
Like, and your fella could simply be that guy. He's sitting at the bar with a drink just laughing at the lads.
I think more than likely that would be my kind of hope for you. Mm. But I also want to say, right, if it is the case that he went and he messaged you straight away or the next morning and said, come here, wait, let's tell you what we're after doing, what we did for our first night, then I would probably just say, look, I'm not going to hold on to that because he's come up and said it to you straight away. Mm-hmm. But if it is a case that there's a couple of things that don't add up to you, that you feel a little bit uneasy about, and he's just gone off on his first lad's trip or whatever, and this has happened straight off the bat, then I probably would be a little bit worried. It really depends on where your relationship is at, what's been said, what hasn't been said, and you not saying too much makes it hard for us to kind of give advice on it. Do you know what I mean? But
okay.
There's not one rule for this. Like.
Let's get some thoughts on this. 085-102-9103. What would you say to our emailer?
Let's get through some of the questions.
Just to start again and recap what we said a couple minutes ago. We don't know the background. We don't know if there's insecurities about other things. We don't know anything
and if
here.
There is, like, listening to, and you're listening to this morning, darling, that's a really tough place to be in, especially if he's still there and you're at home and you're thinking about it and overthinking. I get that. So we're very conscious that we're not sure of the full story. Nicole says good morning.
Okay.
And she says she's really enjoying the Daily Dilemma. And that is one of those examples of show reading out the name and you're not meant to read
we'll
out the name.
We'll move on to morning. Somebody who definitely isn't Nicole.
Good morning, Nicole. And thank you for your
actually,
company.
I can mention the name on this. They don't say not John, which is a nice, you know, broadly used name. When I've gone on stags before, my wife has given me money for strippers and even put it in a separate part of my wallet.
Oh my God.
I don't think you won't be at that point yet, would you, with Tom? A little bit of money for the girls.
Never going to be at that point. Ever, ever, ever.
Also, another John was on says, all I'll say is that nobody comes out of the strip club and says, I found the love of my life. Also, we were on a stag. We booked a bar crawl. I was some crack. The last pub was a strip club. No harm done.
I have to say, sorry, you asked why we went to it. Or did you even ask why?
Keys in a bowl.
No,
swingers.
No. We just went to see and I didn't enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll keep this on just because it's safer that way. Oh no, so disrespectful to a partner. I've been there. My ex went to one and I was so hurt. Why do you want to watch other women getting undressed? I've been to one and I saw what went on. I really hope he wasn't bothered to be there, but if he had can I say that? I don't know. Like, do you know what I mean?
If he had paid for a dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, or given money.
Okay, well then this person said he needs to go. It's not harmless and saying it's only a bit of fun is wrong. I'd be paranoid that he would be imagining the stripper while he was with me.
Okay, as I said, different people have different attitudes when it comes to the morality of stripping and that as well. Fiona's been on, different perspective.
Hey guys, I think it really just like it depends on the couple and the relationship, doesn't it? Like, I wouldn't have an issue with my boyfriend going to one, not that he would go to one, but you know what I mean, and he wouldn't have an issue with me going to one either. I think it's like within the relationship and your trust and all that crack, do you know what I mean? It may be a bit like Shona, maybe my partner and I could go together one day, who knows, do you know what I mean? But I think it's like I have no worries about my partner cheating on me or any of that crack, and he has sort of no worries me. I think it really just depends how comfortable you are with each other, with yourself and your relationship. But personally speaking, I think it's totally fine. I sort of know girls who would lose their you know what over it, but me, I'm like, God, so what? Like, do you know what I mean? I think like some people are very uptight and all that crack and check phones and all. I'm like, why? Like, you know, if you're not happy, leave. If you're worried, leave. Like, I think unless there's another reason that we don't know about, I think it was totally fine.
Thank you so much, Dylan.
Thank you so much for all your comments this morning. And we really appreciate the feedback. And I hope it helped the person that sent the message on Friday.
Dilemma's back Wednesday morning. And if there's something you want to get into us, email talk@b102103.com.